Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
I could sleep for 2 hours right now.
Why? It's cold down here?
I'm just tired today.
You're tired? You want to do a podcast or no?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, we're recording. We're recording.
Great. All right, let's go.
I wanted to catch Caroline and say, screw those listeners. I don't want to do anything.
Hold on. No, you know I've never say that. Never, yeah. ever.
What's that on the background? Peppa Pig or Tom and Jerry?
I don't know, but let's go.
I know. Hold on. I got to hit the right button to make sure this all...
It's
been a while since I've hit the...
It's Easter week vacation for
a lot
of kids.
Holy week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was that Holy Week last week? It's this week, right?
No, last week.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, hey guys, it's the Carolina Cadilla Show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here.
Today is the 19th, right? The 19th of April.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just celebrated, Jeff. Passover, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter.
It's really holy 2 weeks because if you think about it, this week is Passover.
Yeah, it continues until when?
And Ramadan's on through like May 2nd.
Yeah,
so that's
right.
All part of the mix, too.
And Passover ends when, officially? You're still
not eating
bread.
Over the weekend sometime. I forgot.
Are we breaking the fast?
It's not a fast.
Well, you know,
you just don't eat the
leaven. Bread fast.
It's a whole thing. Listen, for people who don't understand Judaism, when it comes to Passover, you're not supposed to eat anything that rises. So basically anything with yeast in it. So no crackers.
Donuts.
Listen, crackers,
cookies.
Donuts, pizza, pasta. It eliminates...
But we've had all that here. Don't worry.
I haven't had pasta.
Oh, that's right.
We had
hearts of palm pasta, which is good.
I have not had anything. Listen, I'm not really religious. So just to explain this to people, there's kosher. Then there's kosher for Passover, which is completely different.
Yeah.
They make matzah that's kosher, but it's not kosher for Passover matzah, and you're not supposed to eat anything that's just plain kosher. You're supposed to only
what's the difference of prayer, right? It's the prayer, right?
Yeah,
it's the prayer.
It's the way it's prepared. And the thing is, if you live in a really Jewish area, like where my mom lives, the local supermarket has a whole aisle of Passover stuff.
Even the Coke.
Right,
you know,
right. They get the kosher soda because you're not supposed to have corn, so they make the soda with regular, if you like, sugared soda, like the Mexican Coke.
Yeah.
That's what the Jews have this time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Mexican Coke. Wow.
So we celebrated, Passover at my mother-in-law's house, which is really, really nice. We had a good time. She makes
Seder?
The most amazing food. Yeah, Seder. She made, what did she make? Turkey, matzo ball soup. My favorite, brisket. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh.
You used to always pick on my mother's soup when we were dating.
It tastes like water.
Only because, come on, I'm Spanish.
Because you used to Spanish soup.
I'm used to the adobo, you know, the spicy,
adobo.
The garlic, you know.
Is adobo MSG? Is that like...
Adobo, it's like, it's salt with a lot of other, you know, spices.
Ooh, what did Burger King do? Burger King apologizes to Catholics over Holy Week gaffe. We'll have to get to that. Oh, is that adobo? It's a spice,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a spice. Yeah, what happened? What
they
Burger
had some
King
ad
do?
Campaign. Fast food giant Burger is forced to apologize and back a stemming from a Holy Week theme advertising campaign in Spain. Okay, this is how you click on these things. The company promoted its new vegetarian burger using the words of Jesus at the Last Supper. Take all of you and eat of it, one of the ads said. So
that's what
Jesus said at the Last Supper.
Oh, okay.
When you're eating, you don't want to be reminded of the Last Supper, do you?
No. So anyway, wow. So they apologized?
Yeah.
Okay. And Burger King, too.
So this week, by the way, so I'm going back to the Seder. Carolina was wolfing down my mother's matzo balls.
Oh, my God. She makes – the matzo balls are good. It's just one big giant baseball in a little bowl of soup.
Yeah, but my mother used to – remember for a couple of years she bought them? And they weren't as good.
Yeah, no. Now she makes them again, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They're so good. And the brisket, did she make it this year?
Yeah. No, that was bought.
Oh, okay. Because she used to make it. Oh, my God. It's so. But I understand it's a lot of food that she's got to make. So.
Yeah. My mother's 91.
Two types of stuffing. Wow.
Yeah. My mother made really good stuffing with matzah. You can do good things with matzah. It's funny. The box of matzah I buy now, the company, I forgot what it is. It's Streitz. Anyway, on the box it says the original cracker.
Oh, okay.
Like they're trying to get non-Jews to buy it. This isn't a Jewish food. All right, I'll have a cracker.
On the Today Show,
it ain't a Ritz. Okay.
I saw people making pizza with matzah, but the round matzah.
That would be known as matzah pizza.
Matzah pizza, yeah.
There's a town on Long Island, Massapequa. There's a radio guy years ago, John DiBello, who used to call that town matzah pizza.
Really?
To this day, I remember my friend Mark Silver will attest to that.
One day
we'll call Mark Silver and get him on the air.
Yes, we will. Hey, Jeff, so listen, Taco Bell is, I know a lot of people are so happy because I don't get it. I've never had it.
We're doing a fast food segment here. Okay.
They're bringing back their Mexican pizza after 2 years.
People were really mad.
Even Doja Cat, mad for what? When it went away?
Yeah.
Oh, even Doja Cat. She made a song about it.
Really?
I don't know if you could find it.
Oh.
The Return of Taco Bell's Mexican Pizza.
Hold on.
So they said Doja Cat is like so into it. She made a song about it.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, when I worked years ago at a local radio station here on the island, Long Island, Taco Bell had a seafood salad. Okay?
Yeah.
And they give you a little pack of seafood. It was like a couple little tiny shrimp. And some of that fake crab meat, but it was really good. And they had it for like 6 months or a year. It didn't last.
I hate when some of these restaurants just bring stuff, and I start liking it, and then it goes away.
The big one that everybody always wants back is the McRib,
which I've never actually ever had. And also, you know what? Who makes the that green milkshake?
McDonald's.
Okay, I've never had that. I've never ever had that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jackson has never had a milkshake. The other day, I said to him. You haven't had one, sweetie, yet. We'll have one today after he goes to the dentist.
After you go to the dentist.
Filling, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be fun. The dentist is going to be a lot of fun today.
Anyway, so Doja Cat, you found it?
After saving with customer.
Yeah, but hang on. I got to watch a Liberty Mutual ad first.
I don't get, what is the big deal about, is this a big deal?
Hi. I made a song about Mexican pizza because I love it so much. I wish that Taco Bell didn't discontinue it a year ago. And this led me to this monstrosity of a beat that I just made. And I wrote a verse, and I hope you like it. And if you don't, I understand. So let's go.
Oh, she's nice. I like that. If you don't like it, she has... Yo, sing.
Yes, I got beans, I need meat. I need a shell with the sauce and cheese. Give you hell if you cross me, we about to throw hands if you want to try me. This ain't been new, I will end you. If you ever dare to go discontinued. I don't share when I read from menu. Y'all want everything I eat, I've been through. Yes, I eat. I like my pizza but refried beans. Peep my ad, search YouTube. This ain't even Mexican food. But I don't care when the clock hits 2 a.m. p.m. if that is your mood. Mexican pizza is the pizza for you and me.
I gotta try it now.
They're gonna take this, right?
Mexican
pizza. Have they used this as a commercial yet?
I didn't even know. I just heard it today.
Yeah, yeah.
I like her voice.
Yeah, she got a great voice. Anyway, so Jeff.
Doja Cat. What's she saying now?
Give me my pizza, y'all.
I have to try it because it was I knew about it 2 years ago, but you know,
not the greatest song ever. Yeah.
It's Doja Cat though.
I give her a lot of credit. You know?
Doja Cat.
Caroline. You know, speaking of Taco Bell, I was very upset when we cleaned out the fridge a couple months back. You know, I had a bag of those little the packets you get from.
Oh, Taco Bell?
Yeah, you tossed it back.
Oh, I tossed everything out.
I
cleaned our refrigerator out, and we have, Jeff has this two huge bags.
Now I have one. It's not that big.
Yeah, packets that we don't need.
Soy sauce.
I tossed it.
Everybody has a drawer at home with that stuff in it.
By the way, not like the way we have drawers.
Can I tell you something, by the way? And people will agree with me here. There is nothing quite like the Taco Bell sauces. Seriously.
I guess. I mean,
no,
I,
not you. Look, you think pizza's pizza and bagels are bagels, so. But tacos aren't tacos, oh, are they?
When
right,
I, when I moved
no.
to Long Island, forget it. I got yelled at. What are you, yeah. crazy?
What?
No, Long Island bagels, they're unique. Even your brother, who doesn't even live in Long Island, he comes here. When he comes here, he goes out of his way to bring bagels back, right?
But yeah, he does, of course. But the Taco Bell, the mild sauce is good.
Yeah.
The medium, they have a medium, they have a hot, and then they have a, I think they have a fire now. And then yeah. they had Diablo, remember that?
Yeah, I never had them. My mother had them.
Yeah. Mother, like,
oh,
mother,
she loved it, yeah.
I used to fool your mother, give her the Diablo sauce, because she hated the devil.
Jeff!
What are you doing? Why are you giving me that sauce?
Hey, Jeff.
It's Diablo, it's the devil.
Hey, did you hear that, well, you told me about this. Apple has brought 2 new emojis.
Yeah, did you see that?
The pregnant man and the gender neutral emoji.
Yeah, like the gender neutral. He's pregnant too, right?
Yeah. Can I tell you something? See, people are in an uproar. They said yesterday alone, Apple received over 3 million
complaints. Yeah, well, listen,
3 million.
I mean, it doesn't really affect me either way, but it is kind of.
I don't get the pregnant man though.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Because literally, we only had one pregnant man years ago. Remember? I mean, remember that pregnant guy. Supposedly he was. I mean,
yeah, Billy Crystal was pregnant in the movie Rabbit Test from 1975.
Arnold Schwarzenegger too, and Junior. Remember?
Junior. Okay, I'm going way back, but yeah, there's been some pregnant men in movies.
But they've received numerous complaints.
You know the old joke: if men got pregnant, the world would end. We couldn't handle the pain.
You couldn't handle the pain.
That's it.
You can't even handle a tooth cleaning, Jeff.
Listen, I had hernia. I had hernia surgery and butt surgery. I can handle pain. Okay.
Guess who had to handle all that?
I had shoulder surgery.
Oh my God.
Anything.
Oh my God, it was one of the worst times.
What?
Oh my God, you being here after your surgery.
Oh, how horrible.
Oh my God.
She had to fulfill a couple of the tenets of of being married. Was it, I love you forever, in sickness or health? There you go.
Oh yeah.
You know what the problem is? I didn't do that in Spanish. I only did it in English. And Caroline chose not to listen to that part.
Jeff, do you know the Fox News host, Jesse Waters?
Yeah,
well,
I know.
He's in a lot of hot water.
Waters is in water? What happened to him? He's kind of a smug punk, but he's interesting to watch.
I guess he's attracted to a colleague. So supposedly he let the air out of a colleague's tires so he could drive her home.
No way.
That just came out today, yeah.
No way.
Fox News pundit Jesse Waters revealed on TV that he got a 25-year-old co-worker into his automobile by flattening her coat tires.
How long ago?
When I was trying to get Emma to date me, first thing I did was let the air of the tires.
All right, he's married with
he
kids.
He confessed so this on had to be five like, last week.
Right, this had to be like 15 years ago, right?
Let me see. I don't know.
He's married with kids. So
I don't know when this was, but he said...
Wow. He's on a Fox at night, 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I'm surprised he said that.
Wow.
Waters, who was 39 and married at the time...
Oh.
Is referring to his second wife, Emma DiGiovanni, whom he wed in December 2019.
Okay. So he married her.
He's marrying her.
So he fooled her to get married.
But he was also married with kids.
So one of his kids, I guess some of his kids at least one is for the first marriage. I don't know.
I guess so.
I don't really know.
Wow.
You know, you can like his politics or hate his politics.
Wow.
Huh?
And she married him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, listen, dating is a form of stalking, all right? You know, today, anything, you know,
if
today.
If you let somebody's air someone's tires.
Right, that's a little
crazy.
That's
a little too much. I'd call the cops on you.
Yeah.
I would not date you.
But don't you think that there were people that wouldn't go out with me, and I asked them a bunch of times, and yeah, finally went out with me. And then there were people who never would go out with me. So, you know, yes sometimes means no, right?
Yes, exactly.
It does when you're dating, not with other things, but when you're dating.
Jeff, did you know that the Yankees are the number one franchise that make the most money?
Yeah, and they're not even a good team this year again.
What happened?
Apparently.
I know, but they're the number one franchise.
Oh, because they have the Yes Network and they have it's all these deals they have, of course.
Well, I didn't even know
that. Yankees are the Yankees, man.
I heard that this morning. I'm like, wow, I didn't even
know
that.
That does not surprise me. The number,
really?
What the franchise is worth and everything.
Yeah, it's worth so much money. Wow.
Yeah, it's massive. This guy that bought the Mets is trying to make them big.
Yeah.
What happened?
Disneyland. This actually made me so happy that Disneyland and Disney World have announced that Mickey and Minnie are now hugging their guests.
I told you 2 weeks ago on the podcast.
No, it just happened yesterday, though. They just confirmed it. But anyway, so...
Go back to podcast number 641.
Well, it's making news today, Jeff. Anyway, and also, you know what's coming back? The Electric Street Parade. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
After 2 years. So we are definitely going, hopefully, I say... Maybe this year or early next year. Anybody want to do a, remember, Jeff, what we used to do, a radio?
We used to go to Radio Row.
Radio Row, where different radio stations and TV stations, they would be in like little tents, right, Jeff?
It depends. One was on the strip. One we did in a building, I remember. Yeah. It was freezing. Remember you did
that?
One? A couple mornings. I don't forget, Caroline and Luis. I'm like, oh my God. Was it Louis we went with?
Of course, Louis,
we did Louis and Moon.
Yeah, Moon,
and we also did Epi and...
And Juan Carlos, too. We did Juan Carlos, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got to tell you, Disney, when they do stuff, they, Jeff, they go over the top, man.
Oh, yeah, listen, wow. Disney World, they're very smart. They that's why they have fans. That's
exactly. But at Disney, if you want to invite us, we're more than willing to go, definitely.
Yeah.
So just give us a call, 516-637-3254. We had a great time, man. But anyway, so they're bringing that Electric Street Parade, which is, I got to tell you, it's one of my favorite parades.
And
I get sad when they take it away. But now, since it's their 50th anniversary.
That's back.
It's back. It's back.
Wait, 50th in Florida, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's 1972. I thought it opened in 71, actually. But either way, it's 50 years ago, right?
Yeah, no. But anyway, so yeah.
I don't remember that far back. I wasn't around yet.
You know what? Kim Kardashian is like...
Oh, I had another story related to
Kim Kardashian. I mean, like, okay, for Easter, Kris Jenner posted what she gave the kids for Easter. This huge, ginormous basket with a lot of candy and other stuff.
Expensive
but the
stuff.
One thing that she gave each kid is this huge 6-foot can bubblegum machine. I don't want to say it too loud. And each one had their name on it.
Really?
It's like this, that's easily, what, $10,000 each?
Oh.
It's like a huge...
Depends what it is. Those really big ones?
Yeah, one of those big ones.
Those are expensive.
Yeah, one of those ginormous ones. And each one had a different color gumball.
Well, of course.
And their name on it, you know.
All right, rich people live well, right?
They do.
That's it.
Go ahead. And also, Kim Kardashian, now they're back on Hulu, you know, the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Which I got to tell you, I just, why, because I've always loved the Kardashians, but this episode on Hulu... it's them being real now. It's them being like, I just bought this, I bought that, you know, Kanye this.
Oh, so it's not a fake, a reality show?
It's about them being real. It's about Scott Disick, Jeff, how like jealous he was. And a lot of nasty stuff he did to Courtney and her Travis Barker.
He's the ex.
Oh, okay. He really wanted her back. Yeah. But anyway, so, and it talks about Kim Kardashian, how vulnerable she was. A lot of stuff that how you and I would, normal people would talk, all right?
It's amazing they stay in the media. But we're talking about them. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah, but anyway, so Kim K said something. I said, she goes, I'm cleaning the kids' playrooms. She goes, that actually makes me really horny. I'm like, what?
Okay.
She goes, I know you moms can
relate.
Yeah. I'm like,
that makes you horny.
Yeah.
Cleaning your child's room.
Cleaning does. I don't know about my child's room, but yeah.
I have a Blippi doll in Jackson's room. Blippi doesn't make me horny. No, neither does the Spider-Man.
I don't know. I just don't know.
None
it's
of that.
It's so weird. I mean, there are smells that'll make me like that, you know, but, you know.
Like what?
Oh, my gosh. When I first started dating Jeff, he would wear this cologne. I don't know what it was. I forgot what it was. Oh, my God. It's a man's cologne.
Did I wear Obsession for Men when I first met you?
I don't remember, but oh, my God.
I used to wear that a lot.
Yeah. You haven't worn anything like that since we've been married.
When I was in college, I wore Polo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the one that I have upstairs, which is spelled Jupe, but it's Yope.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, no. You know what's a really, really good cologne on you?
Yeah.
Tiffany.
I know.
Tiffany. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It is so good. They're fragrance.
I broke the sprayer.
You did?
I dropped it.
All right.
And the sprayer doesn't work. So
really?
Can you bring it back somewhere?
I will get a new bottle for you.
Do you know anybody?
Yeah, I do know a couple of people there.
You know it?
Yes.
You know a guy?
Yes, I do know somebody.
You know, I wanted to bring this up because you just said Mickey can hug people again.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what happened? There's tape of it somewhere. It's probably on YouTube. But when the moment they announced the mask mandate was lifted on air travel.
Oh, I saw that this morning.
Okay. And did you see the guy that posted the video?
No, on the plane?
Yeah.
Everyone started screaming and yelling and tearing their masks off.
Let's see. Hold on. Let's see if I have it.
Although you still have to wear on the subways, though. On a subway, yeah, of course.
But I don't want to, actually,
at this point, I don't really want to be riding a subway anyway. You know, it's just, I don't know.
No. And here in the city, you still have all the New York transportation, all the mass transit here in New York, you have to still wear a mask.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? LIRR, Metro North.
Yep, exactly.
City subways, buses.
Yep, yep.
Not Jersey. Your Governor Murphy lifted it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's a. Hey, by the way, you know, I was looking. I bought USA Today. Today.
Mm-hmm.
I bought USA Today. Today. Mm-hmm. I did. You know who has a new book out?
Who?
the Bush sisters.
They do?
Jenna Bush Hager and Barbara Pierce Bush.
They wrote a book a couple years ago, too. So what's this one about?
Why is one use the last name Jenna Bush Hager and Barbara Pierce Bush?
I don't know.
That's weird.
I don't know.
Anyway, the ad says the new picture book from America's favorite sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Are they really America's favorite sisters?
I like them.
What about the Olsen twins?
Well, oh yeah, but
weren't they America's favorite sisters?
They don't even.
How about the Brady girls? They weren't even real, but they were like America's sisters.
Yeah, but no, you don't hear from any of them.
The Bush twins are America's favorite sisters.
Well, right now, I guess they are. You know,
really?
Although, you know who'd be smart to write a book? The Obama daughters. You know, Sasha and Malia, right?
Yeah. No, they. I'd be interested
in
that.
Yeah.
But really?
I'd be interested in getting something. You know, reading their book.
This is called The Superpower Sisterhood. So it's, you know, it's a book about. You know, it's another book about girls empowering themselves.
Oh, wow, good.
Which is good,
right?
Right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
hey,
of course.
You know,
I mean, Jenna, she...
I don't want girls to be empowered too much, though.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, really, you know what I mean? Okay, they never stop talking, and, you know, like,
oh, stop.
Too much.
He doesn't mean it. Shut up.
What? I got a bunch of other things to mention.
So,
here.
Jeff, this is a story that... I don't know why this is in the Post today.
Yeah.
I understand why it's in the Post, because... I understand why this woman shamed another woman for having big breasts. Woman shamed for distracting breasts at dinner. So a woman was at a restaurant, okay, and took her jacket off. I guess another woman was offended because her breasts were showing, and the other woman was like, you know, your breasts are offensive to me. If you could put your jacket back on while we're eating.
Oh.
It's like a bikini top she had on.
Yeah, that's not really offensive.
But, you know, come on. Have you gone to Hooters?
Did that happen here in this country?
This happened here.
Really?
Happened here.
In New York?
Let me see where it happened. I
didn't see it in the Post today.
Los Angeles. Yeah. It was her birthday dinner. She took off her shawl, and the next table said, well, those are distracting and moved tables.
Really?
Yeah, come on, seriously?
That's ridiculous.
Oh, come on. That's
everybody likes boobs.
Oh,
everybody
please.
Likes boobs,
oh, please.
Right?
Yeah.
Hang on, let me see this.
What else is going on, Jeff?
What else is going on, Carolina?
People are picking on Biden, right, Jeff? The other day... they said that he was, I guess he gave a speech.
Yeah.
And he turned around to give someone a handshake, and nobody was there.
It was yesterday, the Easter egg
thing. No, that was not yesterday. It was a couple of days ago.
Are you
sure? Another one, because I read it about it a couple of days ago.
Look, he's 78, okay? He's not, you know, completely
What
with
made
it.
Him think someone was standing next to him?
Who knows? Maybe he's got, he has an earpiece in where they direct him to tell him to do things. Remember that was the room where Trump, he had an earpiece in?
Oh, really?
I didn't know that. Who was it that got accused of that? Remember having an earpiece during a debate?
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Jackson!
Anyway, so at the egg hunt at the White House yesterday,
yeah,
Hunter Biden was there. He's been low key. Yeah, they had a picture of him with his. I guess it looks like a niece or a daughter. I don't know.
Yeah.
At the egg hunt yesterday, seeing the Easter egg hunt,
yeah,
that Biden was going to answer some questions from reporters,
mm-hmm.
and the Easter Bunny is apparently his press aide. And the Easter Bunny came over and whispered in his ear. You know, no questions right now, sir. No, like they're or like the big question the Republicans have is those who don't like Biden say he's not in charge and he's not running things. He's the president. He's probably running things.
Jeff, there are rumors that Obama is secretly running the country. I don't know where they
I don't
got
think
that,
Obama's running
but
the country.
But that's the rumor. I don't know if you heard that. Yeah,
I've heard it, but I don't buy that. Did you see there was controversy with the vice president? She was at a Seder and the wine came from the West Bank. The West Bank would be like this disputed territory. So it's like a big deal that she had a wine at the Seder that came from this area. Mm-hmm. Like they're trying to make it a big freaking deal, you know?
Oh, really?
If you don't like this, if you don't like the people who are in power, it's very easy to rip them. Did you see this auction of sneakers?
No, what about it?
A sneaker auction at Sotheby's, Hong Kong, okay? Skateboarding shoes. Went for $44,000.
Wow.
Nike shoes, $44,000.
Oh, my God. Who bought those?
I don't know.
What's so special about them?
Here's Nike Freddy Krueger sneakers, $38,000. This is the estimate of how far it could go up to. They haven't sold them yet, but
they're saying
it could go up to these massive amounts of money for sneakers.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the first time I paid more than $100 for sneakers.
$100? You always pay like $200 for sneakers.
Yeah, who, me?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I pay $125.
Oh, yes,
but I remember when I remember the first time I bought sneakers for like $30 at the flea market as a kid. I was like, Oh, my God.
At the flea market, really?
Yeah, the guy used to have a whole stand at the flea market.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a big, the Roosevelt Raceway flea market out here on Long Island.
Yeah.
I had another really
good
story. Go ahead,
but I just want to let people know. If you guys want to advertise, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And we're building our studio up, guys, just to give you an update. We are doing YouTube soon. We're just setting for a couple of things to come in, the step and repeat. We have more bags to give away with T-shirts and hats. And we've sent a lot out. So, again, thank you for the photos that people sent to us saying that, yeah, we love our shirts. And even our Jess Fred, who cuts trees, you know, took us some shirts and shirts and hats to give away. So thank you, guys. Again, if you want to call us, 516-637-3254.
Hang on. I just want to wish happy birthday to a couple of listeners. Keep talking.
Go ahead.
Here we go. Yeah, man.
Facebook. Who are the listeners, Jeff?
Carlos Soto.
Carlos Soto, gracias.
Gracias for listening, Carlos.
Yes, y feliz cumpleaños.
Oh, my friend Jay, he doesn't listen to the show, though.
Uh-huh.
I had a couple others. Oh, Catherine Natalie Espinosa. That's got to be a listener.
Felicidades, feliz cumpleaños.
Hold on. There's another one here. Lisa. Jose Toledo.
Oh, Jose Toledo. I don't know. Anyway, so thank you so much, guys.
Giovanni Bosa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, these are coming up. These are birthdays coming up.
Oh, okay.
I thought these were. I was trying to find my past birthdays because there's a couple I missed.
Happy early birthdays, then, guys.
Luciano Soto Jr. and Carlos Soto. There mm-hmm. we go.
And our niece Isabella. She'll be
13
on Thursday. Mm-hmm.
Thursday. Easter was nice.
Yes, we had a great Passover and Easter. It was just all family. Just really, really nice.
You know Phil Collins, right?
Yeah.
Did you see that story?
I didn't know his daughter was Emily in Paris.
I didn't know that.
I'm like, oh my God.
Mommy, well, can you buy me this toy?
Oh, no. Yes. Jackson, we're on the podcast.
We're on the podcast, okay? Yes.
Can you buy me that toy?
Yes.
What toy?
A toy, of course. Lots of little toys.
I don't know. Those that don't know Phil Collins, I forget. Okay, all right. Stop talking for a minute. We're talking. That means you don't talk, all right?
All right, guys, again, if you want to advertise, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Give us a call. If you want to be in the show, give Jeff a text. Jeff, we're out of here.
We are out of here?
Yeah, out of here, guys. And we will record again tomorrow. We'll be back again with a couple of guests, hopefully by the end of the week. I'm just trying to line them up. Everyone's still on Easter vacation, Easter break. Anyway, I hope you guys all had an amazing, amazing Easter. Love you guys. And again, thank you for supporting this podcast. More to come, more shows. Thank you. Thank you so much.
More shows?
Okay?
More
yes.
shows all the time.
Yeah. Jeff, your info?
As many as I can record.
Your info?
516-637-3254 if you would like a shirt or a hat. We have them. Jeff Jensen on Twitter. The real Jeff Jensen on Facebook, right? No, the real Jeff Jensen on Twitter. I don't know. Traffic Jensen on Twitter.
Whatever.
Just listen to the show and tell everybody to listen, okay?
Yeah. Bye, guys.
This is the place, all right? Thanks. Have a great day, everybody, all right? Enjoy Holy Week.
Say it again, my boy Selector.
The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.